Hello, everyone. Are we heading into World War III? I don't think it would be too alarmist to suggest that we could be at the beginning stage of World War III. The ingredients for another world war are present in two locales, the Middle East and Central Europe. Israel's response to the Hamas attack holds the prospect of a regional war that already involves the US, Britain, Iran, Yemen, Jordan, Lebanon, Egypt, and Syria. That prospect is only temporarily on hold. Europe is a far more dangerous situation. The zone of conflict embraces many more countries. The two primary nuclear weapon states are contending, and Russia, a once great power with unresolved grievances, is waging an aggressive, genocidal war. There are still other defining elements: the declining capability for self-defense of the victim of that war, Ukraine, deep political divisions in Europe and the U.S. that are compromising their ability to deter and defend against Russia, the attractiveness of appeasement in some countries to fend off the aggressor state, growing isolationism in the U.S., particularly in conservative circles, Russian disinformation campaigns in the U.S. and Europe, and the fact that Russia's war economy has prospered, contrary to expectations, fueled literally by oil and gas sales to China and India. These developments remind some observers of the pre-World War II era, others of the worst days of the Cold War. Three very recent events provide further reason for concern: Russian military advances in Ukraine amidst heavy bombardments of key cities, the death of Alexei Navalny and further crackdowns on dissent in Russia, and the U.S. Congress's long holdup on a military aid bill for Ukraine. Putin may sense that his army is in the ascendancy, giving Russia an opportunity to fulfill its imperial destiny. His most important critic is dead, and with that, Russia's democratic hopes. And in the U.S., a pro-Russian and isolationist wing of the Republican Party is parroting the Russian line on foreign affairs. Added to that is the administration's preoccupation with China and Israel, which has drawn key resources away from the Russian threat. In Europe, the Russian threat to Europe and Ukraine's dire military situation are at the center of discussion among security experts. Yet the sense of urgency is not universally shared. A wait-and-see viewpoint also exists, potentially compromising a unified European policy on Russia. At the annual Munich Security Conference in late March, there was a good deal of discussion about preparing militarily for a possible Russian attack on a NATO member. Sweden, Poland, Germany, and the Baltic countries reportedly are already acting as though Russia is at their gates. Germany has just sent the first contingent of troops to Lithuania. Norway is sending fighter jets to Ukraine. There is much talk in NATO about also sending Patriot missiles for deeply needed air defense. But not all countries in Europe are so ready to adjust their military budgets and empty their arsenals. To be sure, the prospect of a Trump presidency should be incentive enough for Europeans to prepare for worst cases. Trump has made crystal clear his admiration for Putin, his unwillingness to contest Putin's dictatorial rule or his territorial ambitions, and his lack of support for NATO. Trump might not, as president, formally pull the U.S. out of NATO, but he well might end financial and military participation in it. And his recent statement essentially inviting Russia to have its way with NATO members that don't pay their bills is a shock to the alliance system. These developments may be prelude to the kind of miscalculation that precipitates war: a Russian missile that lands in a NATO country, a Ukraine drone strike in the heart of Russia, an attack on the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine. Any conflict with Russia risks escalating to the nuclear level. Putin has from time to time engaged in loose talk about using a nuclear weapon, a threat that has sometimes been taken seriously in Washington, sometimes discounted by strategy experts. But even if the mad mutual assured destruction theory operates to prevent a nuclear exchange, a conventional confrontation would be catastrophic enough. Finally, we should keep in mind the several other places around the world where serious turmoil exists: the China-India border, the Korean Peninsula, the South China Sea, and Central Africa, where Russian military advisors are prominent. All these areas are influenced by the new Cold War that has emerged in Europe. At the moment, confronting Russia is a contest of will as much as of capabilities. The U.S., and especially the Europeans, must demonstrate to Putin not only that he has no hope of defeating Ukraine, but also that he cannot make any inroads in NATO and cannot exploit America's political divisions. Putin's apparent belief that he has the momentum and can keep Europe divided is the essential factor that NATO must overcome. I'm Mel Gertoff for the Global Citizen. Thanks for listening.